This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here and bring up whatever is on your mind. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
Yeah, right. So, of course, you can take control of the airwaves. That's the point of this program. Coming up, Chris, you're going to be telling us tonight, you've got a bizarre headline here that I am really looking forward to learning about. There's the auto industry. They're running television ads claiming that the so-called right to repair, which we'll get into what that means, benefits sexual predators. So we're not going to go any further right now, but we're going to get into that coming up here. But first, we're going to talk about real predators, and by that I mean the government police departments.
Oh no. Cheese at the cops.
Now, there's a story we haven't covered really in any meaningful detail that's been developing here in the Northeast for the last, I think, week or so. Actually, I guess the death in this case happened earlier this year, I think. Yeah, it was back in March. I'm talking about Rochester, New York. And that is actually fairly nearby to, all things considered, somewhat nearby to where we are. We're here in Keene, New Hampshire, with the southwest corner of New Hampshire. A lot of the violent police stories, the protests that have cropped up, they've been happening in places like Minneapolis and, you know, Oakland and, you know, all over the country. But there hasn't been a whole lot in upstate New York. In fact, I hadn't heard of anything until this story out of Rochester. And certainly there's been nothing here in New Hampshire. Nothing in Vermont that I've heard about. So there haven't been any real crazy protests or anything that have sprung up around here. And so what happened earlier this year was a man named Daniel Prude was put to death by officers in the Rochester, New York Police Department, a naked black man, according to NBC News.
Oh, the Spit Hood guy.
You heard about that.
Oh, yeah. I hear about all of them.
Yeah. His head was covered with a so-called spit hood. He was restrained with handcuffs, forced to the asphalt by Rochester police before going limp and dying days later, according to his family. The relatives of Daniel Prude, age 41, released police video and claimed that it shows officers used excessive force to control him. Prude had told police he suffered from COVID-19, prompting officers to put a hood on his head, apparently to prevent him from spitting on them. And he was visiting from Chicago at the time, was a sufferer of mental illness, according to his brother. The incident happened on March 23rd, so, you know, almost 6 months ago at this point, more than 2 months before George Floyd died during similar police action in Minneapolis. It came to light, looks like about a week ago. According to this story, this was written on the 2nd of this month. So a week or two ago, it came to light after part of the body camera video obtained from police on behalf of family members was released by their attorneys to NBC affiliate WHEC there in Rochester. NBC News does not know what happened before or after what's shown in the partial video, nor how it may have been edited. Joe Prude says about his brother, he's defenseless, he's got on no damn clothes, and they're treating him like a damn animal. You sit there tasing him, laughing, and making practical jokes.
People wonder why there are riots. Well, this is why there are riots. That's how you get riots.
Yeah, when you murder people, you know, in cold blood.
It irritates the family, their loved one. It just irritates everybody.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how people put up with this. I am amazed at how unaware most people are of the world.
Well, and that's what has been somewhat refreshing about, I mean, there hasn't been a whole lot to like about 2020 so far, but one of the things that is somewhat refreshing is police violence has been getting more attention now than it would have a year ago.
It's also been going up, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Although the interesting thing about it is, it seems like the media pushes the stories of police violence against black folks,
mm-hmm.
but it still soft pedals the
rest of them.
Police violence against white folks. Normally, they try to bury all of the police violence,
mm-hmm.
but for some reason, they've decided that this is a great time to trumpet police violence against blacks. And my belief is that they're trying to start a race war, okay? The government and the government working through the media. That's my personal impression. I could be wrong.
Do you think that the media is in on it, or that they're just parroting whatever the government is talking about?
Well, I think that the media is the entertainment division of the military-industrial complex, and they report exactly what they're told to report, no more and no less.
Who benefits from a race war? Would that be the Democrats?
Basically, or if they
I'm just trying to
if
figure
they
this
can
one out.
Cause a large-scale armed conflict between the more militant black population and the militia movement, which they don't like either, then they benefit two ways. The first is they have two of their enemies killing each other, which is much cheaper than killing them yourself.
Hmm.
And also they've got the gooey weak middle who's now terrified and screaming that they need to institute a complete police state and call in airstrikes on both camps, which gives them an excuse to do what they want to do to us anyway. Maybe I'm just a little paranoid. I wasn't going to say paranoid because, you know, they used to say I was paranoid when I said I was pretty sure the FBI had my phone tapped.
Well,
and then the FBI
did.
Came and arrested
yeah.
me, and I said, ha ha.
Yeah.
yeah, it's.
I was right.
You got a good laugh as they carted you to jail.
Yes.
So let me tell you more about this. So not to focus too much on the incident itself, but it has, you know, there's video of this, and it's somebody got killed at the hands of the police again, and he was totally naked. So it's not like he had a weapon hidden somewhere they didn't know, right? Like, you don't hide things when you're totally naked. But the entire command staff of the Rochester, New York Police Department and the chief resigned on Tuesday.
That's very interesting. I would love to hear, not that I would necessarily believe their statement if I heard it, but I'd love to hear what they had to say about why they did that.
Well, yeah, because the obvious reason why is they're getting out while they can still get out. Right? Okay, let's get our retirement now rather than later. We don't know what's coming later, but we know we can get the retirement now. So let's get that now.
It's got to look pretty bad, that video, if they're doing that. I mean, I'm amazed. Like, we've got police who are getting their jobs back after being fired for raping women.
And you're referring to the Manchester guy.
Yeah, in Manchester.
Wasn't there an update on that the chief refused to bring him back?
Yeah, there was something
so
to that
fighting.
Effect.
They're
still unclear, but there was a ruling.
Right. The court. Some court ruled that.
It wasn't a court. It was a.
Wasn't a court?
No, it wasn't a court.
It was like a bureaucratic administrative tribunal or something?
It was between. It was a mediator, I believe, and it was between
the union
and. Yeah.
So, just to recap, you're talking about Manchester, New Hampshire.
Yeah.
One of the officers, I think two of them actually, were involved in a situation. They got caught having sex with, I think, a girl they were bringing to the jail or something.
It was prostitutes, multiple prostitutes. And there was a book, there was a situation where they were supposed to record, like, incidents and things, and mm-hmm. they weren't recording them. They were saying they were at different places than they actually were at certain times.
But they were actually having sex with prostitutes.
Yeah, they were on
under
the job.
Under threat, right? It was like,
right.
Look, you either have sex with me
it was
or,
rape. It wasn't. Yeah. It wasn't a situation where they were being paid to have sex
Correct.
With the officers.
Yeah, when you use power over a person,
right.
that's a rape charge.
Well,
right.
That's why the police always oppose repeal of the prostitution laws, is they look at that as a fringe benefit. We get to rape all the prostitutes we want.
But they caught this guy.
They did.
And it was actually, I think, because of JP who was suing them, interestingly enough, another mutual acquaintance
yeah,
of ours here. So because JP was not taking a guilty plea on some BS charges they brought against him, he
right.
got to see some evidence that led to this evidence. evidence being uncovered of these cops being corrupt, they actually fired these two guys. And so what you're saying is the mediator between the union and the police department said you have to rehire them.
Yeah, 2 years later.
And surprisingly, the chief is like saying no.
There might even be back pay.
But again, the chief is trying to stop this from happening. So there is some credit that's due there.
Yep.
There's more coming up here. 855, 450 free. We'll tell you about this a good fraction of the department resigning coming up.
From news.bitcoin.com, U.S. Postal Service files a patent for new blockchain voting method. Warren Buffett changes his opinion on gold. Maybe Bitcoin is next. $6 billion Akon cryptocurrency city underway. Former Prudential CEO says now's the time to buy Bitcoin. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrency. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Subscribe to Bitcoin.com's YouTube channel, too. Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, LoveJava, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the Liberty Movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Live. You're invited. If you want to join us here, you can. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. You can hop into one of those, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio. Ian, Nobody, and Chris with you tonight. And also, from mid-March to mid-July, Divi, a newer, easy-to-use cryptocurrency that we've been promoting here on Free Talk Live, increased in value by more than 10 times. Now, nothing, of course, is stopping Divi from going up more, but you never know what's going to happen in the future, and we certainly won't try to predict that here. But so far, we've been pretty happy with our decision to hook up with Divi a year ago. You can go to DiviProject.org and begin earning some Divi by starting a masternode or staking Divi. They've even got a lottery for people who stake the coin as well. DiviProject.org, D-I-V-I. Project.org. We've been talking about police accountability, police violence, specifically the most recent case, or one of the more recent to come to light cases. It happened actually back in March, but video of it came out within the last couple of weeks out of Rochester, New York, where, of course, protests have been happening, as I understand it, and the entire command staff from the department and the chief have decided they're calling it quits all of a sudden.
You know,
now this is coming.
I wonder how many of those police, you know, because when you quit, that doesn't mean you can't get a job.
They can go get hired somewhere else.
It's like I kind of have to wonder if it's just to please,
just to make a show.
Right, to make a show. Yeah. And then either they're going to get rehired maybe by the same department or
usually
another department.
Yeah. You know, maybe in a nearby town halfway across the state or whatever.
My favorite example of that is Mesa. Where this psycho cop Philip Rumsford, maybe,
was this the guy that shot the dude on his hands and knees?
Guy in the hotel. Yeah. He shot the crawling man. He was fired by the police department, but then he got rehired so that he could immediately retire with a full pension and disability pay for his PTSD from having recreationally murdered a guy.
Whoa.
And it's like, if you're just out to murder somebody, and that was clearly what was going on in that case,
then you get a bonus.
Does that even cause PTSD? I mean, if you're crazy enough to just go out and
But if you want to get some free money, then you say it does.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. So we
and every pig went along with it and let it happen.
It's the brotherhood. It's the thin blue line. Of course, they would want the same treatment for themselves. We go to April in Arkansas. Listening to KFPW there in Fort Smith on the FM side. Go ahead, April.
Just my opinion. I don't think that all police are bad. I think that the main issue is the unions, because they protect them. And in almost all of these cases that I've seen, most of these officers have just a pattern of abuse, and it's just kind of protected by the union.
Mm.
And I think that the other officers that probably see that just kind of go along with it, because nothing can happen to them. But
isn't that sort of a bad thing, though? I mean, look, I'm not saying I agree with you. I think that some police got into policing for the right reasons, in that they wanted to stop real bad guys, like real violent people. I believe those people exist. But isn't it a bad thing for those officers to ignore and or keep their mouths shut about what's going on around them?
Yes, and I think that if we remove the unions from the police forces, I don't know how we can do that, but if we can do that, then it will help fix most of the issues with the police that we have, because then they won't be protected for, you know, doing these things to these people.
I think that's a decent proposal. I mean, it certainly is. It's a
start.
Step.
Maybe it's a start.
Step in the right direction. But like you said, it's not going to be easy. These unions are dug in like a tick, and they are getting all kinds of union fees and dues. And of course, the cops are all members of the union. So it's like, how do you dissolve that situation?
You dissolve the police force. Problem solved.
Yeah. Well, politically, it's also a problem, because the left is going to call you a union boss, and the right is going to call you anti-cop. So they're going to team up to stop you together from any meaningful change in the system. These are the guys. There's a lot of politicians who are going out and they're pedophiles, they're raping little kids. They need corrupt cops to protect them. So they're going to be protecting the corrupt cops too.
There's, I mean, the problem,
so it's a difficult thing to do. I'm
the problem
not saying
is
it's
that
impossible.
there's way more victims of police than there are innocent people who are victims of police than there are actual rapists. I mean, it's such small percentage of the population relative to the number of people who are victims of police violence. It's
frustrating.
Yeah, it seems like such a hard thing to justify, having a police force when the majority of people who end up in jail are, have committed victimless crimes.
Well, now, of course, the police are going to say that they're just following the law, so you got to talk to the legislature and get those laws repealed. And that's true. They can ignore the law if they want to, but ultimately those laws do need to get repealed because it just does empower the police. It empowers them to search people's cars and search their bodies and, ask questions that they otherwise wouldn't ask. So, April, any other thoughts you want to share with us tonight?
Yeah, I mean, my only idea is, and I think that the union breakdown should be done at the state level, and I know that if something goes to petition and enough people sign it, that they have to let the people vote on it. And if enough people vote on it, then maybe we might be successful to actually diminish police unions per state.
I hope you can get this to happen there in Arkansas. Let us know how it goes, April. I appreciate it. Thank you for the call tonight. Let's go to Kirby. He's in Indiana watching us on YouTube. Go ahead, Kirby.
Hey, bro.
Hey, what's up, gentlemen?
Hey, Kirby.
No, nobody, you are correct. They do want us to fight one another. But I also think that the powers that be, which would be the news media and the government, they're all in cahoots. They push the narrative like Mr. Prude in Rochester because they want black people upset. They sweep the those type of cases against white guys under the rug or to the back page because they know that will again make black people upset and get them all in their emotions and have them do foolish things like wake up in the morning and decide they're going to go stab some people just because they're white.
Down at the AutoZone.
Did that happen?
Yeah, that was a guy stabbed a couple of AutoZone employees, or at least one, because he just wanted to kill a white person, and then gave him a white cellmate, and he killed him, too, in jail.
Where was this? Yikes. Where was that?
I don't know. Do you know Kirby?
I want to say it was L.A., but I can't remember. But it's bad because, as you witness, nobody, the black community is so divided over what, in my opinion, is petty stuff, words, that we can't get our act together. We're still fighting over whether it's right or wrong to date outside your race.
Wow.
You can start a major fight in the black community.
Isn't that interesting? Because, hey, Kirby, hang on. If you got more to say, I think you may have more, so stand by. We'll bring you back for that. The toll-free number is 855-450. It's interesting because, we know that black people, like everybody else, are individuals, so they disagree. But the media likes to portray the black community as though it's this monolith that they all think the same, and it's ridiculous. There's more coming
like
up here.
40 black communities.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On this 9/11, President Trump is awarding the Medal of Honor to U.S. Army Delta Force Sergeant Major Thomas Patrick Payne.
Pat, you embody the righteous glory of American valor. We stand in awe of your heroic daring and gallant deeds. You truly went above and beyond the call of duty to earn our nation's highest military honor.
Infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci tells MSNBC a COVID-19 vaccine has to be approved by an independent committee called the Data and Safety Monitoring Board.
They have nothing to do with the company. They have nothing to do with the FDA. They're an independent group. And they look at the data intermittently to determine, A, is there any safety problem? And B, does it actually work?
And you're listening to USA Radio News. It's back to the drawing board for Senate Republicans regarding a coronavirus relief bill, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Senate Democrats have succeeded at blocking a Republican stimulus bill. No Democrats voted for advancing that measure in a procedural vote yesterday. It was aiming to expand liability protections and unemployment benefits.
Protesters up early in Minneapolis, Minnesota, to gather outside the Hennepin County Courthouse for the first in-person hearing in the pretrial for the officers involved in George Floyd's death. The trial is expected to last most of the day on Friday and will focus on two motions, the motion to hold separate trials for each officer and the motion to move the trials out of Minneapolis. The state is asking that the court have all four officers tried at the same time to save the court system time and resources, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live brought to you by Bitcoin.com. It's a good place to go if you're brand new to Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, or cryptocurrency in general, and learn the basics. Hit the Get Started button there and get started. Start by watching the 2 to 3 minute long introduction video that teaches you just the overview that you're going to need to get into cryptocurrency, and it's a great place to get started. Or if you're not brand new, you can go and enjoy their news site or some of their other features. There's a bunch of stuff over at Bitcoin.com, and a lot of it's free. News.Bitcoin.com gets you to the news site. That's news.bitcoin.com. Ian, nobody, and Chris in the studios. We go back to Kirby listening in Indiana via YouTube. Kirby, I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get your thoughts out, so go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to finish up by saying that black people are extremely divided, and I really applaud nobody and guys like you, Ian, and all of you guys for trying to reach out and build bridges. But it's, you can build all the bridges you want to, but until black people finally come to the conclusion that people like Joe Biden, who I heard a couple of weeks ago say that the Hispanic community and the Asian community are diverse, and that's the reason that they are succeeding, and in the same sentence say that black people are exactly the same on all six sides.
He actually did suggest that. Yeah, we talked about that when that happened here on Free Talk Live. He basically tried to paint. He said with a couple of exceptions, he then painted the entire remainder of the black community as this sort of monolithic
Yikes.
In thought, all the same, ridiculous.
And that's like completely opposite to my experience, because I've been trying to figure out how to reach out and to spread the ideas of liberty into the black community, because, I mean, who has more reason to not want to be under the United States government than
For sure.
some of the people who have been wronged the worst by them, but it's not reaching out to one community, because a Southern Baptist is going to react to you very differently from a Rasta who will deal with you very differently than a Dominican.
Yep.
The
guy that was leading the Manchester Black Lives Matter rally was like this really skinny gay kid. You know, he's not any of those things.
Yeah, you know? and so there's any number of black communities that I've just decided I have to look at separately in terms of outreach, and each one of them is going
different.
To respond differently. But I wasn't prepared for that by, you know, the way blacks are portrayed in media, where it does look monolithic.
You should have known better than that.
Well, I did. I mean, these are like things that I've learned over the course of years. So it wasn't a complete shock to me. But actually having to buckle down and figure out how to deal with that. It made me think about it a lot more.
Kirby, that's just the way people are. They're never going to agree on everything. They're never going to agree on, you know, a significant percentage of things, right? So is it a futile exercise?
No, it's not a futile exercise. But my thing is that, and nobody can probably explain because it happened on his website, but black folks are so stuck on... small stuff, insignificant stuff. I don't know if you're old enough to remember C. Dolores Tucker and Bill Cosby when they were on their big thing about they don't like the way rap music or rap musicians, the language they use.
Oh, they I remember when Bill Cosby was on that. That was before he was accused of being a molester.
Which I think there's a very good possibility he was innocent.
Yeah, and, you know, I can understand.
That's interesting.
It was basically Bill Cosby was saying, hey, you know, hip-hop community, you should speak and, you know, make... sound more English, I guess. I don't know. I think that was what he was going to say.
Well, and it's just language. There are words, you know. And if words get your panties so twisted up that you can't work with another person to get to the same goal, then you need to go sit down in the corner.
Oh, I agree. I mean, that said, I will be irritated if somebody's constantly speaking to me in text speak where they don't actually, like, you know, they won't spell a word out, they won't capitalize, they don't put periods on, you know, after sentences, and it's just like, I know what you're trying to say, but you're not putting any effort into actually trying to say it, so I just don't have that much respect for it.
It's kind of funny, it so reminds me of our little community here in Keene, where we're always fighting with each other, but we're still also...
But we're still also...
you know, working together to achieve goals, despite the fact that, you know, we're like going back and forth with each other.
Kirby, do you remember Grandmaster Flash in the Furious Five?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay. Well, I really loved that band, and I loved that style of music back in that day. And so what I got out of what Bill Cosby was saying, because when gangster rap came along, I didn't like it. And the reason I didn't like it is because, like, Grandmaster Flash, they sang about, you know, violence, they sang about things that were going wrong, but they sang about it like it was a bad thing. And gangster rap, to me, came along and kind of glorified the violence. So that's kind of what I got out of what Bill Cosby was saying. Did you react that way to some of the later musical styles where it's like
the newer rap I detest because it has no message. I liked Grandmaster Flash, Public Enemy, The Roots, X-Clan, because even though they might use four or five, six-letter explicatives, there was a message to it. If you listen to Ice-T's music, yeah, he seems to be glorifying violence, but at the end of the song, you're either dead or in a penitentiary.
So, Ice-T is actually one that I like.
Yeah, he actually gives you both sides of the story. You know, it's fun in the beginning, but it's pain in the end.
It's too bad he always plays cops on television these days.
Yeah, that is kind of interesting.
Hey, Kirby, thanks for the call tonight, man. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. So let's continue. We got Rich E. Rich, co-host here on Free Talk Live, calling in tonight on our Discord lines from, I presume, Manchester. Hey, Richie Rich.
How are you?
Hey, what's good.
I just couldn't wait for another Sunday to roll by before I got this story out.
All right, what's going on?
I had the opportunity to test out the full compliance mask that I put together.
Oh boy. Okay, you got to describe this thing for our listeners that are unfamiliar.
It's a level 3A bulletproof mask with mesh covering the eyes. So full compliance. It's fully covered.
It looks so creepy. It looks like some sort of creepy mask you'd see a killer in like a horror movie wearing. It is a really scary, creepy mask.
I'm imagining a plague doctor mask with the big bird nose.
It doesn't have a nose. It's fairly featureless, honestly. It's just like two eye holes, and then the rest of it's this just jet black featureless mask almost. I don't know.
And the eye holes I've blacked out with mesh, so you can't even see through the eye holes.
Can you see through the eye holes? Because that's going to be inconvenient.
Okay,
yes. Okay.
So it works perfectly fine. So I found myself at the Apple store.
Hold on, before you go on, you were also talking about like not even speaking to the people and like using a text to speech app on your phone.
Oh wow! So here's the problem with that.
Yeah.
My phone is on the fritz, which is why I found myself at the Apple store. So I couldn't put the thing together.
All right, but this was your first episode. Time. Was this your first time using the mask?
First time using the full compliance mask.
All right, let's hear it.
So I get to the Apple store. I've been forewarned that they take a lot of extra precautions. I'm like, fine, my mask is full compliance. So I get there, stand in line, whatever, get my temperature taken at the door, whatever, and then I just proceed inward like it's no big deal. And they go, no, you need to wear this mask. And they proceed to attempt to hand me one of their cloth masks.
Okay.
And I go, no.
Hold on. Stay with us if you can, please. Okay. I want to hear the rest of this story. Again, there's no mouth hole on this thing at all.
It is. Not at all.
Yeah, the only holes on it are the two eye holes. So stand by. More with Richie Rich. He's going to tell us the full compliance story. Tries to go to the Apple store. First time. I'm looking forward to hearing this. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Then we can tell you more about the police department that's just resigning left and right.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Here in the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
Don't forget, you can help Free Talk Live by joining the AMP program, like Teddy Graham has done. You can learn more about it over at amp.freetalklive.com. Stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's a way for us to get on more radio stations, bring new internet listeners on board with the show, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So if that's worth, you know, $5 to you per month, that's all we ask for. And Teddy Graham's doing gold, which means he's doing $10 a month. So thank you, Teddy Graham, for that. You can sign up with a credit card, debit card, PayPal, or Bitcoin BTC over at amp.freetalklive.com. You get some cool perks, some bennies for doing that at ampamp.freetalklive.com. We got Richie Rich on the line here calling us from Manchester, New Hampshire, and he's telling us about this new mask that he picked up. What you're calling the full compliance mask.
Full compliance mask.
But it is a it's a bulletproof mask. So it's like a $200 product. And you bought one of these things just because, well, you wanted to have a badass bulletproof mask, I think, number one. But two, you wanted to just kind of troll some people and take this out into the real world and see how people behave with you wearing this. So you
Well, you say troll, I say full compliance.
Okay.
if a bullet can't get through, then a virus can't get through. It's because much more protection than those little cloth masks.
Absolutely. Nothing's getting through this mask.
Getting through this mask.
It's completely closed around the nose and the mouth. There are eye holes on it, but that is it. So you went into an Apple store. They apparently checked your temperature on the way in. Now, what
they
is
did.
That like? Is they did not or they did?
No, they did.
They did. Back off your phone just a little bit. You're popping
Sorry.
A little bit loud.
Sorry.
So does that mean there's like an employee standing at the entrance with like some little scanner, or do they have like a robot do it?
At the Apple store, it's like bouncers. There's two giant security guards.
Wow.
They're going that route. Yeah.
Wow. So I mean, so they have to hold people down to get it in.
Well, I mean, it is Apple. People freak out about their products. They line up for blocks whenever they release a new phone. They just want to pay $1,000 for a phone real bad.
And to be fair, the temperature check is very invasive. right? It's the,
invasive.
They stand there, they gun it. Yeah, I mean,
they need two security guards to hold you down in order to. Yeah, it's invasive.
Well, I think it's said security guards there. It's not, you know, they don't have to hold you down to probe you with the thermometers.
Right,
you know,
right.
The topical laser, they point it at your head.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, you're good.
Now, how do they point it at your head if it's covered by this mask?
Well, because they took the temperature before I was going to put the mask on. I was trying to go in there without putting the mask on at all, right?
And then
so they took the temperature. They went, you're all good. I started to walk in. They went, whoa, whoa, whoa. You got to wear a mask, and they proceeded to hand me one of their cloth masks.
So they hadn't seen the mask at this. Okay, I didn't understand that part of the story. You hadn't revealed the mask at any point at this point. Okay, go ahead.
No, because if I don't have to wear it, I'm not going to wear it.
Got it. Okay.
But if they ask you to wear a mask,
you're going full compliance. I gotcha.
Right, full compliance.
Got it.
So they hand me the cloth mask and go, no, I've got my own. And I proceed to take the mask out of the bag. And the security guards are really impressed, like, oh, yeah, you know, doing one of those things. I get the mask on, and then I'm immediately approached by the manager.
Really?
He goes, sorry, sir, you cannot wear that mask in here.
Oh.
And this is where it gets interesting, because he goes, you have to wear one of the cloth masks. and I go, well, this one's better, right? Like, this mask is clearly better than the cloth mask.
It's bulletproof.
And here's the interesting thing.
Right.
It's bulletproof. Right. He goes, it's about optics. It's about how you look in the store.
I can see just fine.
So I go, oh, okay. Right. It's not about, you know, I'm thinking this to myself, it's not about safety. It's about optics.
Nope.
So I go, fine.
Interesting.
So I put my mask away. I take one of the cloth masks. And before I put it on, like, I'm taking my time at this point, right? So I walk into the store as I'm dangling it from my ear. And then I slowly hook it on my other ear. I'm wearing it like a chin strap. I get to my counter. I find my wife because she was already in there.
Mm-hmm.
And the manager approaches again. He's like, excuse me, sir, but you have to wear it over the mouth, the nose of the mouth hose. So I pull it up, and we're good to go. And then, you know, I get to talking to the Apple genius guy, whatever. And, of course, the mask starts to low ride down my face because that's what happens. Wouldn't happen in the full compliance mask, by the way, but the mask starts to ride down past my nose.
Right.
And lo and behold, the manager appears again.
He's watching you.
He's right. And I go, man, you're spending a lot of time on me.
Right.
You know, he's like, well, it's not just you, sir, apparently, right? I'm monitoring the safety of all the, you know, all the
customers. I'm now the people, man. I'm the customer
right.
manager.
Right. And then he goes, and it's for the safety of the employee. And I go, well, it's not about safety because I have a vastly superior mask in my bag.
You know,
you were clear at the front of the store that this is about optics.
Right. This
and now you're standing like 3 feet away from me. Back up.
This so reminds me of what happened to me at Corner News today. I go in and I get yelled at I'm the only person in the store. I get yelled at by a guy without a mask on to put a mask on. And it's like
employee.
By an employee. Okay. And I'm like, what? You're yelling at me to put a mask on when you're not yourself wearing a mask. And
it's
forgot. Like, I didn't even realize I wasn't wearing a mask.
It's just so sad what people are doing to each other over all this. Yeah. It's just so crazy.
And I think that's another thing where they're trying to create conflict.
Yeah.
You know? And it's working beautifully. I mean, the real freaky mask people, I mean, they want us dead if they see us without a mask. And
they usually won't say anything about it, though. They won't say anything.
No. They'll tell you later on Facebook.
But that was their mask, right? Because I was willing to comply, full compliance. Mm-hmm. You want me to wear a mask? I'll wear a mask. Sorry, sir, not that mask. Because it's not about safety.
Right.
It's about optics.
Very
they don't like my Guy Fox mask.
It's interesting that he said he actually used those words.
That is interesting.
He
said optics. It's about store optics.
It's about what people will think when they see who's in the store.
Right. Exactly. So that I reminded him, that I have a far superior mask in the bag. He told me not to wear the far superior mask because it's about optics, not about safety. And that coming up to me 3 or 4 times, he's now, encroaching on that 6 feet limit. And what is he doing about that?
Of course, right?
So he goes, you're absolutely right, sir.
He
took like two
steps
back. I went back, to handling my business with the genius. And that was the last I saw of him.
This also reminds me of how the police will arrest people in some places for not wearing a mask. And it's like, well, what are you doing with these people after you arrest them? You're throwing them in a cage with dozens of other people who are not wearing a mask.
Just to be clear, that hasn't happened in New Hampshire.
No, but, you hear stories about it from Canada and other places. And it's like, so, and New York, I think, was doing it. And
sometimes they'll beat the hell hell out of these people it's not like, wearing masks, which means they're bleeding all over the place, which really puts you at risk from any viruses that may be in their bloodstream.
And the crazy thing is the people enforcing the masks, you know, like these mask rules are getting close to you. It's like, I mean, whether it's the cops or, you know, employees, it's just, I don't know what these people are thinking.
For the manager of the Apple store at the Mall of New Hampshire.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing that, Richie. Anything else you want to throw out tonight? Go ahead.
No, that was it. I just couldn't wait till next Sunday to tell that story, so I figured I'd call in and share it.
Thanks for sharing that with us. I definitely appreciate it, and good luck out there. Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Speaking of cops and arresting people, they hauled off, and you mentioned Canada. Just recently, hear this story from today, earlier this morning or yesterday. Cops hauled a, quote, hysterical, unquote, family off of a WestJet flight from Calgary to Toronto because their 19-month-old baby wasn't wearing a face mask, according to the father.
Wait, are they saying the family was hysterical or the people who decided they shouldn't be on the airplane were hysterical? Because that sounds pretty hysterical to me that they're even worried about.
Safwan Chaudhry says the airline wanted the infant to wear a mask, but the child would not stop crying. Good enough reason to take it off the plane, in my opinion. But a spokesperson for the airline confirmed to the CBC that the flight on Tuesday evening was canceled, and all the passengers were ordered to disembark.
They canceled the entire flight over this?
Apparently. Maybe they feel like they have to sanitize the whole jet before they'll let somebody else back on there.
Wow.
WestJet have since said the issue was not with the infant, who is below the age required to wear the face covering, but with the family's three-year-old. Canadian transportation law mandates anyone above the age of two wear a face mask.
Oh, boy.
The father claims his three-year-old daughter was eating a snack before takeoff when flight attendants approached and demanded that both children wear a mask. He and his wife were wearing masks, he said. Chaudhry asked if his daughter could finish eating before she put on her mask, but the flight official said they had a, quote, zero tolerance, unquote, policy and would not close the
zero
door.
Brain cell policy.
That's how zero tolerance has always been, back from when they had it in the government schools. Now
unreal.
It's on flights. And they would not close the door of the aircraft unless the girl was wearing a mask. The dad then agreed to put one on immediately, but said his youngest daughter became so agitated that she vomited. Told the BBC, my younger one had a very difficult time. She was basically hysterical. Claims the flight officials then became aggressive and said the family would have to leave if his daughter would not wear a mask. They eventually agreed to leave the aircraft, but it looks like that wasn't until they brought the police on, according to some of these photographs here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.